Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, looking at revenge pornography, just how big of a problem is it in this day and age?
Yeah, look, it is actually turning into being a growing phenomenon, not just in Australia, but internationally. The problem is there's actually very little data available on the true prevalence of this type of harm. But what we've seen is from the little research that has been conducted by Nicola Henry and Dr. Anastasia Powell is that around 1 in 10 Australians have experienced online images being shared, so revenge pornography harms occurring.
And is it more than just anger that we see being expressed by an ex using these photos, sending these photos online?
Absolutely. It is much more than anger. It's much more than revenge. And that's one of the problems we see with the term revenge pornography. While it's quite catchy and it's easy for people to understand what it is, we actually prefer to name this as a form of image-based sexual exploitation and abuse because it's being used as a way to coerce people, to harass, threaten and abuse victims.
Now, obviously, this one has run into quite a lot of victim blaming when we do come up and say, well, hang on a second, this should not be happening. Revenge porn is obviously takes a terrible toll on its victims. Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Shane Connolly most recently basically told people to grow up and stop taking nude photos of themselves. And yet this has just become a fairly standard sexual act, a new sexual act, but a fairly standard one for a lot of people. So is victim blaming a real difficulty when we talk about revenge porn?
Victim blaming is a huge difficulty when we talk about revenge porn. It is when we talk about any kind of sexual offence, unfortunately, in this country. What we need to be doing is actually challenging the blame and the stigma that is being directed to victims and be communicating a clear message that it's the perpetrators and those who are knowingly distributing these images whose actions must be condemned. There's no issue with people in a consensual relationship sharing consensual images of themselves with each other. It's okay for a person to feel safe to be able to take a naked photo of themselves and share that with their intimate partner or their friend consensually. It is not okay for that person to then, without that other individual's consent, share that image with anyone else. And they're basic standards that we should expect people to share in relationships.
Now, obviously, one of the biggest concerns when we talk about punishing revenge pornography or helping the victims of revenge pornography is getting these images taken down as quickly as possible. Do we run into some additional difficulties there, though?
We absolutely do. One of the key issues is at the moment there isn't really an avenue for victims to be able to get these images taken down. And what we find is that with the transnational nature of this type of offending behaviour, so that the website owners or the social media owners where these images are being put may not necessarily be in Australia, so they're not subject to Australian laws. But we have just had the Senate inquiry report into revenge pornography released yesterday, and they've recommended that we extend the powers of the Office of the Children E-Commissioner, the E-Safety Commissioner, to be able to give them the ability to be able to actually issue takedown orders on behalf of victims to social media sites, to websites, and also, importantly, to individuals, to be able to access them and say, you need to take this information down.
And I understand, I think it was over in the United States fairly recently, there was one individual who was running one of these websites. I think it was Is Anyone Up? It was a revenge porn hosting website that basically was blackmailing the victims that had been mailed in. Now, here in Australia, we see these moves to criminalise the act, to criminalise the hosting of these images. What kind of recommendations do you think need to be made for any future laws?
Well, there's a number of recommendations that we need to have in play. It's not just about the laws. The laws themselves are very important, but we also need to combine that with prevention and education as well, so we can make sure that we've not only got laws that better protect victims of revenge pornography, so actually have the criminalisation of distributing and the threat of distributing intimate images. And this should be whether the images actually exist or not, because the threat for that can cause a lot of distress for victims themselves. But we also need to combine this with education and awareness for the public that this kind of behaviour is not okay and it can cause significant damage to victims. And we also need to include awareness and training for police, for prosecutors, for service providers to ensure that any laws are used effectively and as they're intended. But of course, along with that comes a need for resources. And I think that's one of the key issues that Victoria Police are struggling with at the moment, because we do have a specific law in place to address some of these negative behaviours, but they simply don't have the resources. It's taking 12 months for them to be able to analyse a flash disk, to be able to determine whether there is actually images on there, how the person's used the images. So we really need to be looking at resourcing these issues as well.
Well, Asha, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one this morning. Obviously an important one, and an area we're still catching up on.
Great. Thank you for having me, Sean.